Israel attacks main airport in Yemen's capital Sana'a, date modified colon 2025-05-06T18:25:13.415Z, description colon 3 civilian planes, the departures hall, the runway, and a military air base were hit, reports say. Israel attacks main airport in Yemen's capital Sana'a, 3 days ago, save, Reuters, smoke rises over the city of Sana'a, on May 6, following an Israeli airstrike, the Israeli military has said it fully disabled Yemen's main airport in the capital Sana'a, which is controlled by the Houthis. Tuesday's strikes targeted 3 civilian planes, the departures hall, the runway, and a military air base, airport sources told Reuters. An official told AFP that the airport had been completely destroyed. The Houthis said at least 3 people had been killed and vowed to respond. It comes 2 days after the Iran-backed Houthis fired a missile that landed near Israel's main airport, forcing it to close briefly. Israel began responding on Monday by striking the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, then targeted Sana'a airport the next day. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that anyone targeting Israel would be held accountable. In a video statement, Netanyahu said whoever attacks Israel bears responsibility for his own blood. Our choice of when to respond, how to respond and on which targets to respond is a consideration that we make every time, he added. Mohammed Ali al-Houthi, a member of the Houthis' top political body, meanwhile told Houthi-linked TV that Israel's attacks were failed terrorism. Support for Gaza continues, the response is coming, and Netanyahu must prepare his resignation, he said. The airport official said the 3 destroyed planes belonged to Yemeni Airlines. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it had attacked runways, aircraft, and infrastructure at Sana'a Airport. It alleged the Houthis were using the airport to transfer weapons and operatives. Israel's military said it also struck power stations in Sana'a, which it described as significant electricity supply infrastructure for the Houthis, as well as the Al Imran cement factory in the north of the city. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, President Donald Trump said the U.S. would stop attacking the Houthis after the group capitulated. The Houthis just don't want to fight, and we will honor that and we will stop the bombings, and they have capitulated, he said, speaking alongside Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in the White House. Shortly afterwards, the Omani foreign minister posted that the U.S. and the Houthis had agreed a ceasefire deal under which neither side would attack the other, ensuring freedom of navigation and the smooth flow of international commercial shipping. EPA, Israel hit multiple sites in the Yemeni capital on Tuesday. The Israeli strikes on Tuesday followed its attack a day earlier on Hodeidah. The port is the second largest in the Red Sea after Aden, and is the entry point for about 80% of Yemen's food imports. At least 4 people were killed and 35 others were wounded during Monday's attack, the Houthis said. The group blamed the U.S. and Israel jointly for the attack, but a U.S. defense official told the AFP news agency that their forces did not participate. The Houthi missile fired towards Ben Gurion Airport, near Tel Aviv, on Sunday landed next to an access road near the main terminal. 6 people were injured, Israeli emergency services said. Following the strike, the Houthis said they would impose a comprehensive aerial blockade on Israel by targeting airports in response to Israel's plans to expand its military operations in Gaza. Israel has launched several previous rounds of strikes against the Houthis in Yemen, including targeting a power plant and ports in January. It previously attacked Sana'a Airport in December. Trump says Houthis have capitulated and U.S. will stop attacking them. Israel strikes Houthi targets in Yemen a day after missile attack near airport. Netanyahu vows response after Houthi missile hits near Israel's main airport. Israel-Yemen Houthis.